The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check us out on the socials on YouTube and Facebook at the Devil's Advocates radio. And of course, on Twitter at Devil Radio.
Dominic, I've got the eagerly anticipated guest. He is Travis Gorman. He is from Roofers Local 11. Travis, welcome to the Broadcast Bunker 2.0, man. Happy Friday, sir.
Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, Travis. Thanks, man.
Now, Travis, I was telling a story about coming down to the beautiful facility. How new is the facility in Milton?
We opened in October.
Oh, so very, very new. And very, very shiny and clean. All got the wrapper still on it. You know, but I totally misconstrued what it was. I was thinking you guys were the asphalt shingle hauling up a ladder, kind of work your ass off in the sun sort of roofers. And I'm not implying that roofers don't work hard, but that's not exactly what you guys do, is it, Travis?
No, that's just a small fraction of what we do there. We have an apprenticeship facility. It's 15,000 square feet. And then we just added another 1,800 square feet outside training center to mock-up, I'll call it, that we do our built-up roofing, which is hot tar and gravel training and stuff like that that you see on commercial flat buildings. We also do PVC training there, which is the white roofs you generally see. We do roofing pavers training there. We do garden roof training there. We do rubber roof training there. And we do slate and tile training there. We actually do air barrier training, waterproof training, so, and a small fraction of asphalt shingle training also.
So it's not just carrying shingles up a ladder, sir.
No, and when we do that, we don't do it like you did when you were 17.
Any dangerous fall off the ladder sort of fashion. You know, anyone that knows me knows I shouldn't ever climb a ladder. But Travis, I was quite impressed, and it really slowed me down to come down to this facility and realize the enormity of some of the projects that you guys have in the pipeline and the work that Union Roofers 11 do. I mean, this is not a job. Everyone's had jobs that, you know, it's just a job. But as you pointed out to me, sir, this could become a career, a well-paying career, the sort of career that people can be proud of. And that's exactly the sort of apprentices and currently employed roofers that you're seeking right now, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. So what we got going is a guy can come in, zero experience, or female, either or. You know, they enter a five-year apprenticeship program. And they get 6,000 hours of training between classroom and on the job.
Wow.
And after the 5 years, they graduate as a journeyman, which that status is good throughout the country. You know, it's like graduating with a college education without college debt. You know, guys, person starts at $15.38 an hour with zero experience. They get basically a 10% raise every year after completing their classes for that year and stuff of that nature. After the 5 years, and they graduate and pass their journeyman test. Right now, current journeyman scale is $28 an hour with 100% employer paid health, dental, and vision insurance, family or individual.
Now, well, could I accurately describe that as some Cadillac insurance, Travis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will tell you that I will put our insurance up against anybody's and say we have a chance to be some of the best there is. You know, there's a small deductible for a family. And when I say small, sure, it's $1,500, but you still, that's unheard of, you know.
Come on, man. My monthly premiums are more than that. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Got a fine guest live in studio here in Madison. He is Travis Gorman, and he is with Roofers Local 11. They are currently recruiting apprentices and experienced roofers in the Madison and Janesville area. They got a wonderful facility in Milton, Wisconsin. I've been there. It's great. And Travis, how big? What's the biggest project you've worked on, if I may ask?
And biggest, you mean height?
Well, less so about height, but just the enormity, the
square footage, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, I've been on buildings that are over, the roof alone is over 10,000 square feet.
Nice.
Well over 100. I've been, actually the largest is probably about 89,000 square feet.
Wow.
And from a time consumption point of view, how long? What's the longest time, continuous time you've been on a project?
So I did a job in Springfield, Illinois, which was the Abraham Lincoln train station. I was there a year and a half. And that's, I was 100, and the clock tower that's on that building is 165 feet in the air.
Wow. Well, that seems like pretty consistent work. Travis, here's something else I was very encouraged to hear. And most people don't even consider this in their current work experience. There's a pension offered through Roofers 11. Tell us about the pension, sir.
Correct. There's actually two plans. One's a defined contribution. One's a defined benefit, which is probably a foreign language to most. But, you know, with the defined benefit, it's 100% employer paid. You put the time in based on credits and stuff like that. You're guaranteed to get a certain return when you retire. It doesn't change. The defined contribution is a defined dollar amount. Again, your employer puts into your plan, and you get all that money back out, give or take some investment stuff. And again, two retirement plans, 100% paid by your employer. No deductions out of your check, just like your health insurance.
And Travis, when your employees, when Roofers, Union 11 members, when they are put on the job site, they've got the guarantee of a union contract.
Correct. Yep. And, you know, we negotiate that every 3 years or four, depending. And, you know, we listen to the members of, you know, what could be improved and what they'd like to see. And we take that back to the contractors and negotiate, we'll call it. So
you got a pension, you got a hell of a health care plan and vision care plan and all those sort of good things. You train the employees, they get paid while they train. Travis, if people want to get started, people were interested in this sort of work or exploring this sort of work. One other thought, they got to get up early though, right?
They do. And they got to be, you know, it's a tough job. It's not for everybody. I'm just going to be honest about it. It's you know, it's hard work, but it's rewarding work, and it's not a job. It's a career. It truly is a career.
And not everyone sort of fits the I'm going to college mold. Some of us, even the graduated college, barely did so. Might have been better off in the trades. But, Travis, this is an alternative to college, potentially, for some.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I was one that wasn't meant for college, and I've made a great career. And I went into the industry right when I got out. So,
well, my little buddy will not qualify. My understanding, to be a roofer, you got to go through things like drug testing. You know, they want capable and safe employees on the work site. So no job for you, Dom. But for the rest that are interested in getting started or finding out more, Travis, how can they change their life? How can they find out about joining Roofers Local 11?
There's three ways. The easiest way is probably to go to rooferslocal11.org, and there's a big apply now button. You can click, fill out it, and it'll get sent to the appropriate people. The second way is you can call me directly and have a conversation with myself. Number 608-921-7207. And then the third way is if you want to email me, you can do that too. It's travisg@rooferslocal11.org.
Travis G from Roofers 11, thank you so much for being a fine new sponsor. If you are interested in starting a career in a fine new industry, well, it's an old industry, call Travis. No booty calls, please. Thank you to all our fine guests today. They included Travis Gorman with Roofers Local 11, John Nichols from The Nation. Everybody, stick around. Earl Ingram's next, and then Native Roots Radio. Fine lineup all Saturday, and then we unplug from politics with the MaxSync Radio live music right here in the Devil's Lair. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you, Dominic. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.
We have top men working on it right now.
See your future. Be your future. May make make it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.